A growing number of Americans are worried climate change is a real crisis. That is one of the findings of a new poll by the Washington Post and the Kaiser Family Foundation. It found 8 in 10 Americans believe human activity is fueling climate change. And nearly 40% now consider it a crisis, a significant jump from just 5 years ago. Yet, fewer than 40% also believe that they will have to make major sacrifices to tackle the problem. But young people across the world are now mobilizing to push for urgent action. William Brangham spoke today with a Swedish teenager who has helped galvanize this movement. Our story is part of a special initiative called Covering Climate Now, a global collaboration of more than 250 news outlets to enhance coverage of the climate story.
What do we want?
Climate action!
What do we want?
Now!
The younger generation came to the White House today, demanding that the grown-ups inside stop acting like children. They said, acknowledge that climate change is a crisis and act accordingly. Among the crowd was 16-year-old Greta Thunberg from Sweden. In the past 4 years, Thunberg, who has mild autism, has helped drive this youth climate movement. She's repeatedly called out world leaders for their climate inaction, like here at the UN Climate Change Conference in Poland.
We have come here to let them know that change is coming, whether they like it or not. The people will rise to the challenge. And since our leaders are behaving like children, we will have to take the responsibility they should have taken long ago.
And here at the World Economic Conference, the yearly gathering of the wealthy elite in Davos, Switzerland.
At places like Davos, people like to tell success stories. But their financial success has come with an unthinkable price tag. And on climate change, we have to acknowledge that we have failed.
Across Europe, Thunberg has helped spur demonstrations that are called Fridays for Future, where school kids leave class to draw attention to climate change. Thunberg arrived in the U.S. last month after crossing the Atlantic on a solar-powered sailboat. She won't fly anymore because of air travel's carbon output. She's participating in climate events leading up to the United Nations General Assembly in New York next week, where climate activists are planning mass protests on Friday. I sat down with Thunberg today and began by asking her how she first learned about climate change.
I was completely unaware of everything, as everyone else. And I learned about this in school. And I learned the basics, that the planet was warming because of increased greenhouse gases emissions. And that would lead to that the global temperature would rise. There would be more extreme weather and so on. And I just thought that if it's really as serious as they are saying it is, then why isn't it being discussed more? Why isn't it being a higher priority? So I started to read about it more and more, and then I started to understand how acute it actually was and is.
Why do you think it is? Because a lot of other people read those same studies and understand those same facts, and yet they don't see it as the crisis that you see it as. Why do you think other people don't appreciate it that way?
I don't know. Many people seem to have this double moral that they say one thing and then do another thing, that they say that the climate crisis is very important, and yet they do nothing about it. And cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, and if I know something, if I want to do something, then I go all in, and I walk the walk. Walk the talk, because I want to practice as I preach.
You have helped galvanize young people all over the world to care about this. Do you have a sense as to why young people in particular have so embraced this movement?
It is probably because we are the ones who are going to be affected by this crisis the most. And for many it seems so distant, but for us it seems less distant because we are the people who are going to live in the future. We are the future. We are those who are going to have to adapt from this crisis. And so that's why I think a lot of people seem threatened about this. A lot of young people more than adults.
There is seemingly so much evidence around us. We see wildfires, droughts, heat waves, intensifying storms, melting in the Arctic and the Antarctic, extinction of species. And yet, as we were discussing, the evidence is there before us, but it does seem that the sense of urgency is not as intense as you feel it ought to be. And I'm just curious why you think that is.
I mean, of course, it could mean many different things, but I think it is because humans are social animals. We follow the stream, and since no one else is behaving like this was a crisis, then we see that and we think, then I should probably behave as they do. But
just go on with life as usual.
But for me, I'm on the autism spectrum, and I don't usually follow social coding, and so therefore I go my own way. And I think that is a very strong reason to why people just continue, because they don't see anyone else reacting to this.
You think your autism in some sense has given you an insight into this, or a way to act in response to this that others may not have?
That could be, definitely.
As you know, we have a president here in the United States who seems dismissive of the science of climate change, and a political party, a major political party, that goes along with that. He pulled out of the Paris Climate Accords. But even the nations that did acknowledge the severity of the problem and signed on to the Paris Accords, even those nations are really not living up to their commitments. So given that, why do you have hope that we will, as a global society, react?
I think that people are good. People are not evil. At least not everyone. Most people. So I think people are just simply unaware of the situation, and people are not feeling the urgency. I think that once we would start treating this crisis as an emergency, people will be able to grasp the situation more. All these climate movements that have played out during the last year or years is a proof of that. I don't think anyone could have predicted the school strike and the Fridays for Future movement to become so big, and many other movements as well.
You took a solar-powered boat to come here because I know you're trying to reduce your own carbon footprint by not flying at all anymore. Is there a concern that if people are too focused on individual actions, like eating less meat or not flying as often, that they might be distracted from the much larger policy changes that you're talking about? Is that a worry that you have?
Of course, that we focus on these isolated problems that we talk about. People need to eat less meat or something if people focus on that. And then someone else says, no, it's much more effective if everyone stops flying, and so on. And then someone says, no, we need to
drive electric cars.
Yeah, or shut down the coal power plants. And we need to focus on all of these things. And of course, individual change doesn't make much difference in a holistic picture, but it influences others around you. We need both system change and individual change.
If people are listening to you, what one thing would you like them to take away from this? What one thing would you like them to do?
Everyone can make a huge difference. We should not underestimate ourselves, because if lots of individuals go together, then we can accomplish almost anything. So that's what I want people to take out from this.
Greta Thunberg, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.